Hi, everybody. This is Jean Carriger, president of Capstone Marketing. Each year, the AIM Board of Directors selects a recipient of the AIM Hall of Fame. And this person has shown a dedication to and promotion of the accounting profession and has been long tenured in the profession and as a member of the Association for Accounting Marketing. And I am delighted today to be talking to one of the most recent inductees, Lauren Klemmer. Many of you know Lauren as AIM's Executive Director, a role she held for 4 years. Prior to that, she was the Marketing Manager at Chuny and Panicki, where she was for 8 years. So Lauren's got some solid background in accounting marketing. And prior to entering our world, she held senior marketing positions in corporate America and technology. So let's welcome Lauren Klemmer, a most recent inductee into the AIM Hall of Fame. Lauren, congratulations.
Thank you, Jean. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, we were talking just earlier about the ceremony and your adorable husband, and if he came in the room to give you the trophy and had the white gloves and the tray and the whole thing, what were you thinking when that was going on?
I was beside myself, because normally when I do these calls, I kind of try and keep him out of the room, and I locked the door and he had to pick the lock to actually get in where I was. So I gave him a dirty look at first and then realized what was going on.
You figured you'd let him stay in, right?
Yeah, I guess I have to keep him.
To give you. That's
awesome.
He
was all dressed up and I'm going, why are you? Oh.
Well, I'm really happy that it was a surprise, because I always just get a kick out of people's reactions. So that was a classic from you. That was wonderful. So Lauren, I usually start off these conversations, you know, asking about the biggest challenges of marketing CPA firms. And, you know, given your experience both, you know, working internally and what you could observe from being AIM's executive director, what's the biggest challenge?
I think it's developing a relationship with the partners and understanding how an accounting firm works. That it's not, I came from a whole different industry, and so it took me a while to understand how to communicate with my partners so that they didn't look at me when I was presenting ideas that I had three heads. And that, I think that's one of the greatest challenges.
Right. So, can you expand on that a little bit? Because I know that a lot of people will relate to this, that, you know, one of the challenges that marketers may have is to express their ideas or make that pitch for a particular strategy or campaign. I guess let me ask, how did you determine what worked for you? How did you change your process?
Well, what I did was I was so frustrated, and I had met through the partner that I reported to at the time, consultants that worked in the area of leadership and things of that nature. And I went back to them, and they offered like a consulting package where they would work with you monthly and, you know, kind of like the work that you do. And I just decided that that's what I needed. I needed to understand my personality versus their personality and how to communicate, because I just felt like I was hitting a brick wall and I needed to figure that out. And so I had this really wonderful coach, executive coach, that I worked with. That what I did was I went to the firm and I said, look, it wasn't cheap, but I said to the firm, I presented the idea and I didn't ask them to pay for the whole thing. I said, I'll pay for half. Would you pay for half? So that they knew that I was really committed to this and that I was all in. This wasn't just a whim. It helped me immeasurably, in that Vic helped me understand, you know, how an accountant thinks and how they're, you know, how they need to be presented an idea, as opposed to the way I would normally, you know, throw an idea out there and not understand why they couldn't understand it. And it was a matter of, they prefer to see it, digest it, and then talk about it. So That made a huge difference. In fact, they were so impressed that the second year they were, you know, there was no issue with, you know, continuing on with the program. Although at that point they had actually brought in a senior person that was formerly the president of the United Way here in Cleveland, and he became my mentor. So I didn't feel I needed the executive coach anymore, because Mike then became, you know, it was kind of like the next step for me and became my coach.
Right. That's wonderful, because I think a lot of us can learn how we communicate with each other. And I know firms have gone through different sorts of personality testing and things like that, just so that you know, if this person is, you know, there's the Myers-Briggs and, you know, all those different ones that, if you've got some information in advance, you know how they want to receive communication from you and how they make decisions. And,
right.
And we all know those accountants like to have their information, right?
You know, want data. They need, yes. They want and they need data. And if you can give them data, or at least paint the picture for them, but do it on paper, give them something tangible that they can look at and digest.
Right.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And that coupled with, you know, people that I met and became friends with, like you at AIM, helped me work my way through it and grow as an accounting marketer.
Well, it worked because you were with the firm for 8 years, right? So that's a long tenure,
I was,
right?
And I can tell you a year in, I was looking for another job because I'm like, I don't think this is going to work. And then 2008 hit. And there was no moving because of, you know, the recession and everything. And yes, it was, AIM is what helped me stay with CHUNY for 8 years because of, you know, people I would have conversations with and work through problems with. And the people of AIM are such a giving and loving group that, you know, you could talk to anybody about anything and they would share things that they had done. You know, in fact, we implemented a marketing points program that came from Anders, and she was so helpful to me in explaining what they had done and how they had implemented it. And it became, you know, a core thing at CHUNY that helped us transition the firm and the culture.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's awesome. And I agree completely with you about AIM. We both know that. So think about, you know, a 10-year time frame, you know, 10 years ago till now. What are the biggest changes that you've seen?
I think the biggest change, and I know it's not across the board, but I think marketers overall are gaining more respect and are certainly moving into power positions, into partner positions, or you know, maybe non-equity roles, but high levels in their firms. That wasn't necessarily the case when I first started. And also, the other thing I will say is I think the tenure of the marketer is longer than when I first started.
Yes.
Because things have changed.
We
have more respect within the firms, generally speaking.
I agree with you completely on both fronts. And it is much different from when I started. I tell this story sometimes. Excuse me. When I moved from Long Island to Atlanta, so I had 4 years experience at a CPA firm on Long Island. I moved to Atlanta to this local firm. My first day, I walk into my office and there's an article waiting for me on my desk from an old PDI publication, with the headline that the average tenure of accounting firm marketers was 11 months.
Oh, Lord.
And I'd moved my life, you know, from Long Island to Atlanta. And that was what greeted me on my first day. And I thought, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?
Uh-huh.
And ironically, I was there about 8.
And, oh, really?
And that's when I got my position at BDO. So
okay.
I always viewed that Atlanta firm as the segue, you know, for me to be able to make that geographic move. And then, you know, BDO was a different, you know, ballgame altogether. But so we have attained a lot more authority, you know, and respect. When I ask this question, I usually get a lot of feedback also about digital and social and the different ways that marketers can promote their firms and create their marketing campaigns.
Well, particularly now. Particularly now.
Yes.
In a pandemic where, you know, you may not be in front of the client as much, or it's a great opportunity to get your name out there and what your firm is capable of.
Yeah. Lots of people having to remove, you know, live networking programs and seminars and things like that and trying to translate that into virtual, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So I know you know a ton of accounting marketers.
Just a few.
Just a couple. Do you find a theme in the skills or traits they have that make them successful in their roles?
I think the theme is having a level of confidence, being confident in yourself and your abilities, and being able to translate that to the firm. Because a partnership is not an easy thing to step into, because those folks own that, you know, if they're not a BDO, in a firm my size, they own that firm, and that's money out of their pockets. And so sometimes it's a little more difficult to wrestle that money away from them, because it is their money.
Right.
So you need a level of confidence in yourself and what you're presenting to be able to succeed. And I see that in the people who have been successful.
Right. Right. Anything else that you notice? I agree completely about the confidence.
Being thoughtful in what you present. So in other words, really, I mean, it kind of goes back to that other thing of really doing your research, understanding your firm and your market, and I think this is what's difficult for all of us, is helping to make our firms stand out. Finding that one thing that maybe it could simply be personality that helps your firm stand out.
Right. That differentiation factor, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, hosted a webinar about that just a couple of days ago, and also from the business development group. And also, so it's still such a big area, because a lot of firms do look the same, but there are firms out there that we, you know, both know that really have done an excellent job in telling their story and setting those expectations for clients and employees, for that matter.
And I think this is kind of going back to the previous question, but kind of relates to this, is that you now have business developers in many firms that 10 years ago you didn't necessarily, or mine, who said, well, we tried it and it didn't work. but you'll have that where
right.
They can't seem to get beyond that.
How often do you think when CPAs say that, oh, we tried it and it didn't work, you know, what sort of effort do you think they really made? You know, I think sometimes in a way they're happy that it didn't work, because they could just go back then and continue doing things, you know, how they always did them.
I think that happens more often than not, particularly mainly, I think, in the smaller firms where they just don't have a reference point. The thing that I found was, if you can reference another firm of equal size and stature, maybe, that's doing things differently, you might have a leg to stand on to give them the data they need and the confidence they need to be able to do things differently.
Right, right. Absolutely. Because they love the evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So which of your personal skills has contributed the most to your success?
Collaboration. I'm not I prefer to sit back and listen and take advantage of the people around me that can bring things to the table, which is why I think I was successful in my role at AIM, because, you know, it's funny, when I first started, one of the board members said to me, well, you know, I expected you to lead. And I was like, well, but I'm trying to understand the landscape and how we do, you know, where the issues are and how we can address them, and then bring the right people to the table to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much a let's take advantage of the resources, because I don't feel like I'm the smartest person in the room many times. But they're, you know, I learn so much from others.
Right. I think all of us have learned from each other. Yeah, because nobody knows it all, Lauren.
Oh, gosh, no.
We know a lot of smart people, but nobody knows everything. So if you could give a piece of advice to accounting marketers, what would that be?
Believe in yourself. Believe in what you bring to the table, but be flexible. You have to be flexible. Don't be intractable. Don't be angry. Listen and try. I mean, do what I mean, I felt like that's what I did, where I knew I wasn't getting my message across. So I went to somebody that could help me figure that out. Don't be afraid to use your resources or ask other people and take advantage of what AIM has to offer. The other thing I would say is get involved in AIM, because being a member is one thing, but when you get involved, which was one of the first people I met when I initially joined was Katie Tolan. And Katie said to me, you know, my managing partner told me to get involved. I am saying to you, you should get involved. And I did. And it made all the difference in the world.
Right, right. In a big way, right?
Well, right. Because you get to know other people and you build a network that way. And yeah. You get to understand the association and how it works.
Right, right. I also think, you know, kind of tagging onto what you were saying about advice for marketers and, you know, not to be angry. And I think what relates to that is that marketers also need to accept when an idea isn't approved, or, you know, the first partners aren't too excited, you know, about one of their ideas, because not all of it is going to stick, right? So there has to be that give and take.
Yes, and a good example for me was I went to a session when we first co-located with the AICPA, and I was in a session with a managing partner that was presenting an idea from a firm here locally, and I thought to myself, my leadership is not that leadership and will never be that, and I need to accept that and understand who we are and how we operate and what's best for us.
Right.
I want it all day long, but we're never going to, that's not who we are.
Right. I think that's an excellent lesson, you know, and that does go back to working with your resources and understanding what you're going to be able to accomplish and what you're not going to be able to accomplish.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, you can want to, you know, you can see somebody else's work and think, oh gosh, I wish we could do that. But wishing doesn't make it so. And sometimes you have to sit back and look at, you know, your leadership and the culture of the firm and understand what you can accomplish.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. So on the flip side, what piece of advice would you give to firm managing partners?
I would say have listen to your marketer, because they do bring a wealth of information. Partner with them, because I think a partnership is going to gain you a lot of, especially in today's market and the way things are. I think a marketer can help expand your worldview. Believe that marketing can make a difference, because I'm not sure all firms still believe that. And if you look around, the firms that have embraced it have really gained a lot more, because they're able to get their message out and be more noticed.
Right. Yeah, that's great advice, because accounting is a business, right? You know, we refer to the accounting profession, yeah, but these firms are running businesses, and marketing is an integral part of any business.
Well, and I was fortunate, because I was considered part of the management team and participated in management meetings. And that's really important too. So Absolutely. Make sure you're including them in your planning, because they can really shed some light and have a voice. And you can choose, you know, to follow their advice or not, but at least listen.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we've been talking today with Lauren Clemmer, AIM's former executive director and one of the most recent inductees into the AIM Hall of Fame. Lauren, congratulations again. It's so well deserved.
And thank you
so much.
I appreciate
your time today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for reaching out to me, Jean. This was delightful.
Welcome. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.